This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 295 for Monday, March 10th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are tumbling on Monday morning after China lowers the boom on Canadian canola. The May canola contract plummets limit down $40 at $605 per ton, and the July contract falls $37.20 at $616.70 per ton. China announced over the weekend that effective March 20th, it will slap a 100% tariff on canola oil and cake, as well as peas. Plus, China will impose 25% tariffs on Canadian pork and aquatic products. The move is in retaliation for the Canadian government imposing a 100% tariff on imports of Chinese-made electric vehicles. Ottawa also placed 25% tariffs on imports of Chinese steel and aluminum. A statement from Beijing says Canada's actions seriously violate World Trade Organization rules. Ottawa took the action last summer in concert with similar tariffs by the United States and the European Union. Adding to canola's woes on Monday are declines in the Chicago soy complex, as well as losses in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Crude oil turns lower, putting pressure on the vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is lower on Monday morning, with the loonie at 69.36 U.S. cents, compared to Friday's close of 69.58. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announces two private sales on Monday. One is for 126,000 tons of old crop corn to Japan. The other is for 195,000 tons of old crop soybeans to unknown destinations. As well, the USDA is set to issue its March supply and demand estimates on Tuesday. Ahead of the report, the trade believes U.S. soybean ending stocks will remain at 379 million bushels. The carryout for corn is to slip back to less than 1.52 billion bushels, and the carryover for wheat is to nudge up to 797 million bushels. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Monday morning. The May contract is down 8 cents at 10.17 per bushel. May soy oil gives up 9 tenths of a cent at 42.52 cents per pound. May soy meal dips 20 cents at $304.20 per short ton. Also in Chicago, May corn tax on a half cent at $4.70 per bushel. May oats shed a penny at $3.70 and a half. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, with Chicago May climbing 9.5 cents at 5.61. Kansas City May jumps 13 cents at 5.78. And Minneapolis May is up 9.5 cents at 6.02. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, March 10th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.